Money FM 89.3, best of drive time. Your health on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3, it is drive time. I'm Elliot Danker. It's now time for Your Health, where we talk about personal health and sometimes the business of health. Now, we've all heard of long COVID, right? But have we heard of long pneumonia? Pneumonia has often been perceived as an acute disease that solely impacts the lungs. Increasingly, however, studies are showing that health complications stemming from pneumonia extend beyond. So does this mean we should get ourselves perhaps vaccinated against pneumonia? Well, on the line with me is Dr. Edwin Cheng, who is Medical Director, Parkway Shenton. Dr. Edwin, thanks for taking the time. How are you?
Good. I'm good. And how are you?
Very good, sir. And quite a sensitive topic to be diving into, because it's never easy to talk about such disease and how susceptible we are to such things. Perhaps we could start off by trying to understand pneumonia a bit better.
So pneumonia is an infection of the air sacs or alveoli in the lung, and it results in the lung being filled with fluid or pus. And in very severe infections, the underlying virus or bacteria causing the pneumonia can enter the bloodstream and cause a blood infection or sepsis. And this may in turn lead to multi-organ failure and even death.
Yeah, I unfortunately know someone who passed away because of pneumonia. And I do wonder, how easy is it to catch it? I mean, if we start feeling like we've got a cough, should we panic?
So pneumonia, like COVID-19, is spread via respiratory droplets, which are formed when a person talks, coughs, or sneezes. And these droplets from an infected person can cause pneumonia in close contacts who inhale these droplets. And in Singapore, we see about 500 to 600 cases of pneumonia each week. In fact, pneumonia accounted for 20% of deaths in Singapore in 2019, just behind cancer.
Right. And you say that it could lead to, you know, the shutting down of other organs. Could you elaborate a little bit on this aspect? I mean, how does it impact the other body systems? How does that lead to, say, for example, a heart attack?
So pneumonia can cause inflammation throughout the body, and this inflammation can lead to other complications. So, for example, it can cause beads of plaque in vessel walls to break free, and these can then travel to smaller blood vessels where they can cause blockages. So if the blockage is in the heart, like you mentioned, it can lead to a heart attack. If the blockage happens in the brain, then it can trigger a stroke.
Okay. And how would I identify a person at risk, for example? I mean, is it stereotyped that just because a person is older, maybe has some history of heart disease?
So you're right. So high-risk individuals for pneumonia include the elderly, so 65 years and above, young children below 5 years of age, persons with chronic illnesses such as chronic lung, heart, kidney or liver disease, and then of course diabetes as well. Individuals with a suppressed immune system such as patients with HIV or persons on long-term steroids. Other people with high risk include smokers.
Ah, okay. All right. Doctor, I'm quite curious about this as well, because from my understanding, pneumonia is like it's a race against time. You catch it at the wrong time, or you go to hospital at the wrong time, you're obviously at higher risk, right? How do I live life if, let's say, I've survived pneumonia? What happens to that particular individual?
Well, most patients with pneumonia recover completely with appropriate treatment, but some can progress and or develop complications such as infection of the heart and scarring of the lung tissues. So in severe cases, these patients may remain symptomatic for a long time. And obviously, this translates to a lower quality of life, greater frailty for older individuals, and an overall higher burden on the healthcare system.
Right. Does that mean they get sick much more easily, like they could catch a flu much more easily than other people?
Yeah, so if, for example, if they have scarring of the lung tissue, they are more prone to getting lung diseases such as, like you mentioned, flu, pneumonia in future as well. So definitely, because their lungs are unable to perform at a normal capacity.
Right. I feel, Doctor, that, you know, since COVID-19 and since the amount of education on medicine has come around, it's like we're living in the age of vaccination. Is that a viable solution when it comes to protection against pneumonia? What would your recommendation be?
Yeah, as we have seen with the COVID-19 pandemic, the vaccination as a form of primary prevention was very effective in controlling the pandemic.
Yeah.
So similarly, with pneumonia, vaccination against the flu virus as well as pneumococcal disease can play a very important role in primary prevention of pneumonia.
Mm. And should I, let's say I know an elderly person who is generally weaker, gets cough quite often, should I advise them to seek more information on this? Would you say an at-risk person should go see a doctor, when it's convenient?
Definitely. So I've mentioned the list of high-risk people with high risk for pneumonia. These people should actually go and see their family physicians or GPs to find out more information about vaccination against pneumonia. Mm.
Dr. Edwin, I'm embarrassed to say, but I can't quite pronounce the two types of vaccines available in the Singapore market. Any chance you could help me with that and explain the differences between the two?
Yeah, so there are two types of vaccines against pneumonia in Singapore. They are basically classified into polysaccharide vaccines and conjugate vaccines. Now, polysaccharide vaccines are vaccines composed of, as the name suggests, polysaccharides. Or these are chains of complex sugar molecules, while conjugate vaccines consist of these polysaccharides linked or conjugated to a protein. So in Singapore, there's actually one polysaccharide vaccine available. This is the 23-valent vaccine. As the name suggests, it protects against 23 strains of pneumococcal bacteria. As for conjugate vaccines, there are two types, the 13-valent and 20-valent vaccines. And again, as the name suggests, they protect against 13 and 20 strains respectively.
Okay. And what's the frequency for vaccination here in Singapore? Is it something that needs to be done every year?
No. So for persons aged 65 years and above, they are supposed to take one dose each of the 13-valent conjugate vaccine and the 23-valent polysaccharide vaccine, and this will last them for life. Adults aged 18 years and above can also opt for the newly launched 20-valent conjugate vaccine. And unlike the older vaccine, it is administered as a single dose and does not require any boosters for the rest of the life.
Mm. I recently got myself a chickenpox vaccine, and to my surprise, there were some subsidies available. Is it the same for this pneumonia vaccine?
Yes. So the 13-valent and the 23-valent vaccines, they are part of the National Childhood Immunization Schedule and National Adult Immunization Schedule. So most Singaporeans and permanent residents are eligible for subsidies. And in fact, under the upcoming Healthier SG, these vaccines are free of charge for certain groups of Singaporeans.
All right. Dr. Edwin, just a final question, and I kind of want to flip the coin here. Say someone right now is listening to our conversation, perfectly healthy, no issues, runs marathons and whatnot, and they're probably thinking, this is not going to happen to me. Dr. Edwin, what would you say to this person?
Well, I would say that pneumonia, unfortunately, can attack anyone, even the fetus of us. So I think we all need to take precautions. Like I mentioned just now, because it is it transmits through respiratory droplets, we all need to make sure that we wear a surgical mask, especially when in close contact with someone who is unwell.
Mm.
You know, it is always good to always speak to your doctor to find out whether you are eligible or you should take the pneumococcal vaccine.
Yeah, when in doubt, speak to an expert. Yeah. That is always very helpful. I've been speaking with Dr. Edwin Cheng, who is Medical Director, Parkway Shenton. Thank you so much for your time, Dr. Edwin. Take care and have a great day ahead.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.